reference to community oversight of the sidewalk plan, but no definition of who should be on the committee. This can be abused to exclude many affected groups, such as the homeless, organized labor, the disabled, youth, people of color, and activists. I have been involved in many labor, anti-war, gay rights, reproductive rights, and other protests in downtown Portland. This resolution could easily be used to unconstitutionally stifle such civil protests. Organizations representing labor, the disabled, the homeless, people of color, immigrants, and youth must be called in to amend this resolution. As a concerned resident, I urge you to vote this resolution down. Thank you.
And just to clarify, this is a resolution for which all the items will come back to the City Council within the next city days with more details. So that's under there. Thank you all very much.
Question. And have you, sir, have you sent your testimony in to us?
No, I have not.
Could you, you can give it to the clerk. That'd be great. Thank you. Because I'm responsible for looking at the makeup of the oversight committee. That hasn't yet been determined, and I want to make sure that we look at your list and make sure that we include all stakeholders.
Carla, next three. Final three.
Next three are, the last two who signed up are Barry Jo Stoll and Kathy Oliver, unless there's a Jonathan Edwards still.
Mr. Skoll, how are you? Why don't you go ahead and begin?
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
It is this afternoon. I was just thinking about how we have this mothballed Wapato jail, and I was in class at Portland Community College when the gentleman was doing the environmental impact statement of that, and so some of these things take decades, but what he said was, at the beginning of both of his criminal justice classes, and with 30 years experience on the sheriff's office, was, we don't have a justice system, we have an injustice system. If you'd like any more information on that, I'd refer you out to a book called The Rich Get Richer and the Poor Get Prison. The police class, basically what I learned is the role of the police in our society is to keep the poor out of sight of the rich. And a lot of these things that we're talking about are just coming from that. So the issue that when we talk about how we interact in our society, the rich people have a bunch of stuff and the poor people don't have any. And, the poor people are a little upset about that. And the rich people are, too, because they want to keep all their stuff. And this all really comes down to kindness, meanness. This is not like we learned in the sandbox. Let's share and share alike. Let's be kind. Don't throw sand in each other's eyes. And I'm just hoping that we, focus on all these issues with a spirit of kindness. And I perform as a street musician, and I've worked as a petitioner. And I've, as a street musician, had petitioners come and interfere with my doing that. And without fail, whenever there's an altercation, it's because somebody is just mean-spirited. And as often as not, that results in authorities coming into the picture, and those people are mean-spirited. I actually, I think I reported to the council. I'd report the Clean and Safe that their gentleman abused me, and he had already self-reported because he knew I was on the way. So let's keep in mind that we have to have more kindness.
Thank you for your testimony. Really appreciate it. Kathy.
Hi. I'm Kathy Oliver, the director at Outside In. And I want to thank you for addressing this complex and emotional issue. And I have just three quick points. One, that services to homeless adults and homeless youth are key to resolving this issue. And second, I ask that homeless youth or their representatives be included on the work group and on the oversight committee. And third, I ask that you target behaviors and not specific groups. And I'm especially concerned by the repeated use of the term road warrior in the media lately. It's a brush that's used to paint all homeless youth, and it is a term that can elicit fear in the general public. And Outside In actually started the Road Warrior program over 5 years ago, and we named it that in order to attract and draw in the most street-entrenched young people and connect them to services, which has been successful at doing. So I'm concerned when that group or any other group is targeted rather than the behaviors that we don't want. So thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. All right, Carla, can you please call the vote?
Leonard?
The council voted to extend the former sidewalk obstruction ordinance over my objection last spring. As I said earlier, I've never voted for a sidewalk obstruction ordinance because it didn't feel right to me to essentially tell people to move along and not have a place for them to move along to. So where they ended up being was then in some other neighborhood that had less prominent people to complain, such as Buckman, such as Old Town, such as Inner East Side neighborhoods. I argued then that if we had a day access center, which Commissioner Frisch is leading, thankfully, and we had places for people to be, I wasn't just philosophically opposed to a sidewalk obstruction ordinance, but rather you had to have places for people to be. I don't believe in arresting people for being drug addicts and putting them in jail. I do believe in arresting people who are drug addicts and putting them in jail and give them an opportunity to leave jail to go to treatment, and thus have spearheaded exactly that program, which is very effective. In other words, I don't like punitive actions. I like solutions. We're here today not because of a process the council wanted to analyze what we should do with the sidewalk obstruction order ordinance, but because a judge agreed it wasn't constitutional. And I was heartened by that ruling. I'm heartened then that the council has reacted in the way that it has, that Commissioner Fritz is doing her good work, that Commissioner Saltzman's doing his good work, Commissioner Fish is doing his good work, and the mayor is coordinating all of this amongst each of us and bringing forth this product, which provides for me the first glimmer of hope that I have to be able to ultimately support an ordinance that I think is fair. I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not going to weigh in as to what I think is constitutional or not, but I do have a pretty well-developed sense of fairness. And this feels to me like we're going down a path that might be fair enough for me to vote for. Ironically, however, the caveat being that it's unfortunate that we do, as Kathy pointed out, use the term world warrior, but I was clear to say what I'm attempting to describe is those behaviors, which I think Kathy would also agree with, are not acceptable in this city. Call it what you want. I do not like people who have power, who abuse that power over more powerless people, be they drug addicts, alcoholics, mentally ill people, homeless, whoever. I have no heart for them. As much heart as I have for the vulnerable, that's how much less empathy I have for people who pick on them. And I have a pretty long history to show what that means. So beware to those of you out there that I'm describing, because that is what I intend to have in an ordinance that I vote for. I think Sam has found the balance, frankly, for me to get to be able to vote for this with the balance of protecting the vulnerable, protecting citizens. The one part that I may find myself on the bad side of is it may not be harsh enough for those behaviors that I insist on being stopped, and I insist to give the police the tools to do something about. But having said all that, you know, Sam has done a remarkable job in finding a balance at this point, and I'm pleased and honored with the role he has assigned to me, and for all those reasons, vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for everyone who's working on this. Thank you for participating today, for all the input that we've received. Barry Jo Stahl said we need to focus on these issues with a spirit of kindness, and that's what I'm seeing increasingly, is more understanding. And we heard it in the budget process. We heard in North Portland and in Southwest Portland and in East Portland that for everyone who was there, homelessness and helping people find housing was the number one concern, and that's why this council targeted most of our one-time money to providing more services to people. I heard that we need to stop using labels, and I think that's a very good thing for us all to remember and to keep reminding of each other about, in a spirit of kindness, that yes, the moniker of road warriors, again, sets us up in yet another divide of a subcategory of people who are getting that particular label. And we need to remember that people are people, and that we're all trying hard. My namesake, Mandy, although I'm never Mandy, said some things about that none of us have ever experienced homelessness. And I would caution that you can't tell from looking at people what their experiences have been, and that we need to respect that somebody may have had some experiences which they even have either haven't had the opportunity to share or they choose not to share. But just like I can't tell whether somebody who's sitting outside with a backpack has a home to go to or not, we each need to try to avoid making those deductions without talking with each other and asking and listening, which again is what we have been doing. I'm very excited to be helping with the public education campaign. I appreciated the United Way stepping up and many other testifiers saying that they want to participate in that. I appreciate each of my colleagues taking their piece. And I have to say, I especially appreciate Commissioner Leonard and the Luz, because bathroom humor is funny from the age of two on up. And yet he's willing to say that this is a normal human function, and that not only people who don't have a place to go inside, but elderly folks and people with small children and pregnant mothers, and everybody goes to the bathroom, and everybody occasionally needs a place to go to the bathroom in a public space. So I greatly appreciate his leadership on that, and the example that we found with the first loo, that in fact it doesn't cause problems, that it is simply a place that people can use the bathroom in a humane and decent manner, and it's being used that way, so thank you for that. I heard that we need to clarify how to report complaints about private security and the police, as well as about how to express concerns about those behaviors. And again, we need to focus on behaviors and not the particular labels. We need to include all of the stakeholders, including homeless youth, in the ongoing oversight committee, and I will certainly do that. We need to recognize that people are living outside in every neighborhood. There's been a very helpful demonstration at times over the past few weeks in front of City Hall. I see people living outside in every neighborhood. When I'm leaving functions, as I am at functions in the evening in pretty much every neighborhood all over town, I see people at 9 o'clock settling down for the night in every single neighborhood. So I'm reminded every night that it's my responsibility to help find safe, dry places for those folks to be. And so I will continue to do that, and working with Commissioner Fish, who's doing great work on that. And I want to recognize that the staff is doing great work, and we're doing it as fast as humanly possible. Amy Stevens of Mayor Adams' staff kindly pointed out that I transposed the numbers in my telling people about the Project Respond number. Project Respond is 988-4888. That it's indicative of a quiet note being passed to let me know that I had made that error about 988-4888, which is the number you can call if you have concerns about somebody who might need mental health or alcohol treatment, that we're working together in this, that we really are addressing this as a set of problems and a set of solutions. And there's many more solutions than is in this outlined in this document. But I commend Mayor Adams for outlining the things in the document. I'm looking forward to working with all of my colleagues on this important work. And I count each of you, community members and staff, as part of our colleagues. We're all in this together. Aye.
Fish.
Well, there are two fundamental issues which we're grappling with. One has to do with how we share the sidewalks, and the second is how we combat a human tragedy that's unfolding before us, which is the growing population of people that are sleeping on the streets or on couches or in cars and not in a decent and safe place that is home. So we're going to separate these issues. A defining moment for me came when Patrick Nolan turned to Sandy McDonough and said, we've been fighting over the sidewalks for the last 3 years. We really should be working together to end homelessness. And my sense as housing commissioner and through this debate is, my sense is there is a strong consensus in our community to end homelessness and to deal with the human dimensions of the problem. And I think what the mayor has laid out for us is a way to find common ground as to how we regulate the sidewalks, as I said earlier, to do so in a way that's lawful and comprehensive, to find that common ground so that we can stop fighting over our sidewalks and start working together to deal with the other more important piece of this puzzle, which is the fact that 2,500 people slept outside or in a shelter last night, and another 5,000 people are doubled up, and they're either in a car or in someone's couch or... And then there's even a larger group that's at risk of becoming homeless at some point. That's what brings us all together. That's our great challenge. And I think this council has demonstrated it's up to the task. So as the housing commissioner, I'm grateful, Mayor, for your leadership on this, because I believe this is a thoughtful and comprehensive roadmap as to how we can move forward to address the regulation of our sidewalks. And when we complete this work, we can then redouble our efforts to deal with the larger problem that is looming, which is folks who are sleeping on streets or in shelters or in cars who deserve and demand a decent and safe place to call home. I vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I'm pleased to be part of this team effort. I want to recognize Mayor Adams for bringing all these parts together, but also Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Fish for stepping up to do the outreach that's leading us to this plan that we're all on board with. So very happy to support it. Aye.
Adams.
I appreciate the testimony, and clearly the details matter on this and almost every other issue that this city government tackles. And that's why we wanted to get out the direction, the policy direction, with this resolution, with the expectation over the next 60 days we will come back with those details, that implementation. We'll come back with a way to manage this on an ongoing basis. I just want to thank, again, Commissioners Fish and Fritz for their outreach in the community. I want to thank the entire council for the team approach, the holistic approach that we're taking here. And I want to acknowledge Warren Jimenez in my office and Amy Stevens, who have done great work staffing this effort out of, at least for my office. Thank you very much. Aye. We are recessed till 1:30. I gotta go give a speech.